Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The Lord Jesus said, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force." The violence described by the Lord is a good thing, and actually describes the manner in which his children strive to enter the kingdom of heaven. The Lord Jesus is speaking about God's children entering into the kingdom of heaven in an active sense, which involves their desire and will. Men cannot determine their election by climbing a ladder to heaven and perusing the pages of the Lamb's Book of Life, but they can experience its reality by a work wrought in them by the Holy Spirit. Repentance and faith are both gifts from God that are manifested actively and can be seen and felt in his children in a real way. A man does not have to wait until death to experience the blessings of eternal life, nor does he have to enter heaven to taste of heavenly things. In the modern concept of salvation, salvation is presented as something men can acquire for themselves by giving their assent and agreement and letting God come into their hearts. This is a concept which is totally foreign to the Scripture. The description which the Lord gives of taking, that is, entering the kingdom of heaven by force, is one which is in contrast to a simple agreement to some terms. In the Sermon on the Mount, the Lord said, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." A sinner awakened by the Holy Spirit will cry out unto the Lord for mercy, knowing his need to be so great and the capability of the Savior so complete that he must seek him. He can choose no other course or action. When the Philippian jailer was convicted as he faced certain death, he fell down at Paul and Silas' feet and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" This man violently sought the kingdom of heaven. Nobody needed to plead with him to do anything. He was intently and fervently seeking a remedy for the need of his very soul. We have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Have you violently sought the Lord Jesus Christ? My soul.